是一个200年的一栋建筑物，它就是在墨西哥的东北方。
It had not been used for about 10 years.
大概有10年的时间都没有使用。
And the church was beginning to experience growth, so they wanted to reopen the church.
因为教会不断的增长，所以呢，他们希望能够开启这栋建筑物来使用它。
And that's when they discovered the building just wasn't there.
突然他们发现这个建筑物不见了。
So they investigated the matter to see what had happened.
所以他们调查一下到底发生了什么事儿。
They discovered it was not space aliens who stole the building.
他们发现并不是外太空来的外星人把这个建筑物偷走了。
Instead, it was a much more simple explanation.
事实上是一个非常简单的解释。
Thieves from villages nearby had come and stolen bricks one by one.
是那些小偷呢，在附近的村子里面的那些的村民，他们到这边来把一块一块的砖搬走了。
They took those bricks and sold them to a businessman who paid them 1 ruble for 1 brick, which is about 4 cents.
他们这些村民来把一块砖偷走之后，他们可以卖四个卢布，一个卢布。
So this two-story facility did not go from being a building to not being a building in a flash.
这个原本是一栋建筑物，它突然就不见了，就是在这么一刹那之间。
It wasn't bulldozed away by any equipment.
它并不是这个挖土机来一下子就把它挖走了。
Instead, the bricks were chiseled away one by one by lots of people.
事实上，这栋建筑物是在一块一块的砖头被人搬走的。
In the same way, some churches built out of living stones, that's you and me, are reduced not by one act,but by little acts of chiseling away those living stones.
事实上，在这个我们这个教会里面，我们这个整个活的教会里面，很多的基督徒也是一个一个的离开。
Christians choose not to be a part of the church. They decide just to stay home and listen to someone on TV.
有些基督徒选择不来教会，他就在家里看一些电视的节目。
They say, "I can read my Bible. I don't need the church."
他说我在家里读我的圣经，我不需要到教会去。
They say, I'll do my own spiritual thing. I don't need other believers.
我在家里一样可以做我这个属灵的工作。
And every decision like that means one less living stone.
任何像这样子的决定就好像一块砖头，教会的砖头被搬走了一样。
And the church, which is to be built for the glory of Jesus Christ, is slowly chiseled away.
这个教会原本是建筑在神的荣耀上呢，就一块一块的，他的荣耀就被搬走了。
On the other hand, each person who gets involved in the church,
那同样的，在教会里面，他每样的活动呢，
helps to build a holy temple in the Lord, made up of living bricks, living stones, where Christ is glorified.
教会里面的这各种不同的肢体能够联合在一起，成为一个美丽的教会，成为神的荣耀。
I've wondered how many Christians have walked away from the church.What they thought were good reasons.
我怀疑有多少的基督徒，他们慢慢的离开教会，是因为有他们觉得很正当的理由。
Only to find that what they were looking for is back where they left.
可是呢，最后他们发现，他们所寻找的那些东西呢，事实上就在他们离开的那个教会里面。
So many people who claim to follow Christ try to follow him separately from the church.
有些人他们要跟随基督，可是他说我要离开这个教会来跟随基督。
Some people avoid the church or leave the church because of the hypocrisy that they sense there.
有些人离开教会，因为他们在教会里面看到了太多的虚伪。
And it's true, the church has had its share of racism and immorality and greed and every other sin in the book.
这是真实的，确实在教会里面有很多的虚伪，也有很多的这些种族的歧视在里面。
Some people have been betrayed by church leaders, and so they walk away.
有些人他们觉得他们被这个教会的领袖们所背弃了，所以他们离开了这个教会。
For others, the problem is not hypocrisy; it's boredom.
有些人离开教会不是因为虚伪，可是他们觉得这教会实在太无聊了。
They say, "Who wants to sit and listen to someone lecture about a book written thousands of years ago?"
他们说，谁希望坐在那里听那三十分钟的这个谈到讲了讲一本关于2000年以前的事情。
They get tired of the same routine every week.
他们每个礼拜都做同样的事情。
They say, well, it's the same songs, I see the same faces, I hear the same announcements.
我说每个礼拜我坐在那里都唱同样的诗歌，看同样的人，做同样的事。
So here is the question for today.
今天我要问你们一个问题。
How can something that many people think is filled with hypocrisy and others think is nothing but boring be absolutely essential for our spiritual lives?
可是这个问题就是说，你们要想一想，今天有些人虽然觉得这个教会它非常的无聊，或者说它有充满了这些虚伪，可是呢，这样子这个一个教会却是一个基督徒他属灵的属灵的条件需要成长的一个必要的条件。
Part of the problem is that we misunderstand the nature of the church, and our language is a dead giveaway.
我想基本上的因素呢，第一个就是说我们误会了一个教会的定义是什么。第二个呢，我们常常讲的很多的语言都是一个就像响的拔和鸣的锣一样，没有任何的意义。
We talk about going to church like we talk about going to the grocery store, going to the mall.
当我们讲到教会去的时候呢，我们那种感觉就好像我们到一个购物中心去买东西一样。
We think of the church as a place that we visit and leave rather than a reality that we live every day.
我们觉得教会是一个地方，我们来，我们去，可是我们没有了解到教会是确实我们每天生活在教会里面。
These early Christians in Acts chapter 2 didn't talk about going to church.
在使徒行传第二章里面，这些使徒们他们并没有讲到他到教会去。
They talked about being the church every single day.
他却谈到说我们就是这个教会，我们每天就在这个教会里面。
This is very apparent in Acts chapter 2, starting with verse 42.
这是非常明显的，在这个使徒行传第二章四十二节里面讲到。
If you look at verse 41, it says that after Peter's sermon at Pentecost, about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
如果你看四十一节那边就讲，领受了彼得他的讲道的那一天呢，受洗的洗的人就有三千人。
That's an amazing response to a sermon anytime anywhere.
那是非常的奇妙的一件事情，大家在听了他的讲道之后嘛，就能够领受，有三千人能够领受。
Well, we need to realize that their conversion, their becoming followers of Christ, was not the end of the story.
但是我们更要了解到，当他们接受主耶稣的那一刹那，并不是整个故事的结束。
It was only the beginning, and I want us to walk through these verses and see what the church was like.
可是这是整个一个基督徒成长的开始，刚刚的一个起点。
These verses that we read earlier tell us that these early followers of Christ didn't just go to church.
我们可以看到他们那些人，那当初的使徒呢，他们并不是只到教会里面去。
They lived in constant devotion to certain things.
他们不断地专注在许多的事情上。
The church worshiping together was not just a weekly snack for them.
他们的聚集呢，并不好像就是蜻蜓点水一样的来补充他们的属灵能力。
Fellowship with believers was more like an IV. It was a continuous flow of fellowship.
他们使徒之间的团契呢，就好像我们打点滴一样呢，是一股永流不断的清泉在他们的身上。
By getting saved, they were automatically plugged into the body of Christ.
他们就自动的连接在基督的身上。
Luke mentions four characteristics of the church in verse 42.
在第42节的时候呢，他讲到四个教会的特质。
And then he goes into detail about every one of them in verses 43 through 47.
然后从43节到47节呢，他一个一个去解释他这些的特质。
These characteristics show us that the church is not something that we do or visit, but it's something that we live.
这边告诉我们可以看到，教会并不是一个地方我们来拜访它，然后我们回家了，而是说教会是一个生活的形态，我们生活的一部分。
The first characteristic we see is that the early church was a learning church.
第一个特质我们看到的是教会是一个学习的教会。
Luke says they were devoted to the apostles' teaching.
路加呢在这边描写到他们专注在这些使徒的教训上面。
You could say that the Holy Spirit had opened a school in Jerusalem that day.
我们可以看到这圣灵呢在那个时候在耶路撒冷开了一个使徒学校。
And the teachers were the apostles who were witnesses to the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这些他们能够目睹主耶稣的降生，他的一生以及他的受死，然后他的复活。这些使徒们呢，他们就是这些老师。
The students were these 3,000 kindergartners who had just experienced the salvation of Jesus Christ.
这学生们呢，就是这3000个他们刚刚接受主的这些基督徒们。
Now it might have been tempting for these early believers to look at what happened at Pentecost.
Yeah, 也许你会觉得说，那就我们想想，这是在五旬节的时候发生的这些奇妙的事。
And they think about what happened and say, "Well, I just had a great experience. I don't need the apostles."
他们也许可以说，哦，在五旬节的时候，我已经有很奇妙的改变了，我不需要这些的教导，从这些使徒来的教导。
We don't need to learn. We already have the Spirit.
我们不需要再学习了，因为我们有这圣灵就够了。
But it's interesting to note that when Luke says the Holy Spirit came to dwell in these 3,000 believers,
但是路加他描写到圣灵住在这三千人的当中。
He says nothing about wind or fire or tongues. He says they became learners.
他并没有描写到这个圣灵带来的这些火啊、风啊，或是舌头啊，但是他却描写到他们都成为一个学生。
They sat at the apostles' feet.Hungry for instruction, hungry for the word of God.
他们坐在使徒的面前，饥渴神的话语。
When the Spirit invades our lives, that's what He does. He makes us hungry for God's truth.
当圣灵进入我们的生命当中之后呢，这就是他改变我们，成为一个饥渴慕义渴慕神话语的人。
These early Christians didn't just read the word of God; they staked their lives on it.
这些基督徒们，他不是只有读神的话语，他们还把他们的生命跟神的话语连接在一起。
They learned the Bible and they obeyed the Bible.
他们学习圣经，他们了解圣经。
All through the book of Acts, we find these Christians reading and quoting and depending on the Word of God.
我们可以看到他们读神的话语，他们讨论神的话语，他们把他们的生活跟神的话语连接在一起。
There are about 49 different passages from the Old Testament that they quoted from memory and they used in their lives and in their ministries.
在旧约部分大概有49个地方，他们不断的讨论这些话语，然后成为他们生活当中的一部分。
They were so saturated in Scripture that it became their food, their drink, their sustenance, and their life.
神的话语就成为他们的食。他们的食物，他们的饮水，他们的营养，以及他们的生命。
If we are like the early church, we will hunger for God's word.
如果我们在那个时候的话呢，我们会非常的饥渴慕义神的话语。
We will stake our lives on it, and we will live it, and we will obey it.
我们会把我们的生活跟这个神的话语结合在一起，我们会活出神的话语来。
And we will seek to take it in as often as possible.
我们会尽量的去吸收神的话语。
If you do not have a hunger for the word of God,
如果你对神的话语不饥渴的话呢？
It may be because you need to get back into the word of God, reading it and memorizing it.
也许你需要进入神的话语里面去，更多的去读它，更多的去记它。
The more scripture we take in, the more we hunger for it.
当你读的越多的时候呢，你越会饥渴。
So I challenge you this year, get into the Word of God.
所以我向你提出一个挑战，在今年的这一年当中呢，进入神的话语里面。
The next thing we see about the early church is that they were a loving church.
第二件事我们看到是，这是一个有爱的教会。
Luke says the believers were devoted to fellowship.
我们可以看到，在路加他描写到这些信徒人们，他们都专注在彼此的团契当中。
And that word fellowship has been overused in Christian circles.
这个团契这个字呢，我们在基督徒圈里面，我们常常会已经滥用了。
We hardly know what it means anymore.
有的时候我们都已经不再注意它的意义是什么。
And the church where I grew up, when people talked about fellowship, they meant a green bean casserole.
当我们在谈到在我长大的这个教会里面，当我们谈到这个彼此的团契之间呢，我们就讲到吃的事情。
And it may be a different food for you.
对你们来说，也许是不同的食物。
But the original word for fellowship was koinonia.
在希腊文里面这个字呢，它原本是叫做 koinonia 这个字。
That means to hold something in common or to share something.
它的意思就是说我们大家拥有一些东西，或是去分享一些东西。
As believers in Jesus Christ, there are things that we share in.
所以当我们是耶稣基督的信徒的时候呢，我们都一起领受一些事情。
1 John 1:3 says our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
在约翰一书一章三节里面谈到说，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
The most valuable thing we share in together is our connection with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
在我们所分享当中最有价值的一件事情就是，我们是与我们的父并他儿子耶稣基督是连在一起的。
When we share together in Him, all other differences should melt away.
当我们跟我们的父跟耶稣基督连在一起的时候呢，其他的差异，个人的差异都已经不足挂齿了。
That's why the church was the first institution to bring together Jews and Gentiles and men and women and slaves and free men.
这是为什么在教会里面我们能够把犹太人、外邦人、这些自主的、为奴的。我们都能够联合在一起。
In the same way, today's church ought to include people of all races.
同样的，在今天的教会里面，在一个教会里面，我可以看到它有融合不同的种族在一起。
White collar and blue collar, healthy and unhealthy, young and old.
我们可以看到蓝领阶级的、白领阶级的在一起。我们也可以看到这个老年人跟年轻人在一起。我们可以看到这个健康的跟不健康的都能够在一起。
The church ought to look like the Department of Motor Vehicles.
事实上，这个教会看起来就好像是我们说的是这个汽车的证照局一样。
If you go to the DMV to get your driver's license or your car registration, you see a cross section of people.
当你到这个汽车的证照局里面去办理你的驾照啊，或者办理你汽车执照的时候，你会看到那边一大群的人。
You might see a person in a very expensive suit with a brand new Mercedes getting their registration.
你会看到有一个人，他穿着非常漂亮的西装呢，他是开着一辆宾士轿车，他正在办他的这个驾照执照。
And they might be standing right next to someone who hasn't showered for a week.
可能就站他旁边的那一个人呢，是已经是一个礼拜没洗澡的人。
That sort of fellowship can be uncomfortable at first.
这样子的一种团契呢，也许刚开始的时候大家都觉得非常的不舒服。
But when people with every reason to divide instead end up loving one another, you know something powerful is at work.
当人们想尽各种办法去分离我们的时候呢，可是最后的结局是大家却融合在一起了。所以我们知道在这当中确实有一个很神奇的力量在我们的当中运行的。
So I challenge you, love one another this year.
所以我在你这今年再给你一个挑战，彼此的相爱。
The third thing that we see is that the early church was a worshiping church.
第三件事情我们要谈到的是，这个教会是一个崇拜、一个敬拜的教会。
The Bible says they were devoted to the breaking of bread and prayer.
在这边讲到说，他们在这边擘饼祷告。
The breaking of bread refers to what we call communion or the Lord's Supper that we will have in just a few minutes.
事实上，这个我们在说擘饼呢，就是我们所讲的这个主餐、守主餐这个事情。
When Luke mentions prayer, he's not just talking about private prayer, but corporate prayer, praying together.
当路加他讲到这个祷告的事情呢，事实上他并不是讲到我们个人的祷告，而是讲到是整体的一起的祷告。
Coming to the Lord's table and praying together defined their worship.
他们的敬拜呢，就是来到主的面前，然后我们一起的祷告。
The early church still met sometimes in the temple and the courtyard of the temple.
早期的教会呢，有的时候他们也到这个圣殿里面去聚会。
Acts chapter 3, verse 1 describes how.One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon.
在使徒行传三章一节里面讲到说，伸出祷告的时候，彼得和约翰上圣殿去。
In other words, they continued to be a part of the formal worship services at the Jewish temple with the prayers and the sacrifices and the blessings of the priests.
换句话说呢，即使他们自己有聚会，他们仍然到圣殿里面去聚会，他们在这边享受圣殿里面的祷告，享受圣殿里面的奉献，以及被祭司所祝福。
But they also participated in informal meetings when they would worship together in people's homes.
但是他们自己私下呢，又在个人的家里能够有个人自己的聚集。
They didn't go to church. They lived it. They did these things day by day.
他们每天都做这样子的事情。他们并不是到一个教会里面去，而是说他们自己本身就成为了这个教会。
It was a part of their everyday lives. It was important to them.
那是他们每一天生活必须的一个部分。
It was a priority to them and to their lives.
是他们生活中间最重要的一个部分。
Being with other believers, worshiping together, praying together.
与其他的圣徒在一起祷告，一起聚会。
Meeting together and laughing together and crying together. That's what the early church looked like.
事实上早期的教会就是大家聚在一起，大家一起微笑，大家一起欢喜，一起哭泣。
If that's not a reality for you today, do what you have to make it happen.
如果对你来说并不是这样子的情况呢，尽你所能的去改变这样的事情，让它成为你的生活。
Let worship with other believers be a priority in your life.
让你跟其他的圣徒一起的聚集呢，成为你生活当中最重要的一个部分。
The fourth characteristic of the early church is in chapter 2, verse 47.
第四个部分呢，在第二章第四十七节讲到的。
They were a growing church, adding new believers every day.
他们是一个成长的教会，他们不断的有新的使徒增加。
Now, how does a church grow?
这个教会如何能增长呢？
Luke, who wrote this, gives us part of the answer.
当路加写这个时候，给我们一部分的答案。
A church grows by having favor with the people.
他告诉我们，当这个教会的成长是由于他们得到人民的喜爱。
These early believers were still rubbing shoulders with people in their community who were not believers.
这些教会里面的人呢，他们仍然跟那些他们社区里面的人有一些的联系。
They did not sever.All relationships with unbelievers.
他们并没有断绝所有跟那些不信的人的关系。
Instead, they tried to meet needs outside of the church fellowship as well as inside.
事实上呢，他们尝试着去满足他们里面大家的需要，以及满足外面的人的需要。
That's something that I can say that Woodland Baptist Church has done well for many, many years.
我可以跟你们分享 ，Woodland Church 呢，在这过去几年当中。做了过去许多年当中做了非常好的一件事。
The church has tried to support the community in practical ways.
教会是尝试的去支持这些社区里面所需要的一些事情。
We work with neighbors like Esther House and Redeemer Lutheran when we have questions about parking or other needs for events.
当有一些事情发生的时候，像以斯帖之家啦，或是这个复活路德会呢，他们需要一些的停车位的时候呢，我们都可以讨论这些事情，一起来提供大家的需要。
We partner with Southside Mission with Adopt a Block and the Hope Builders。
我们仍然跟这个南边的使徒中心呢，他们有一些需要的时候，我们跟他们。支持他们的宣教需要。
Twice this past year, our building was used as a sort of headquarters for the Red Cross.
在今年当中，去年当中，我们教会被这红十字会使用了两次，成为他们的一个中心。
They used our building after the floods in the spring and after the tornado in November.
当在春天的时候有水灾，还有在十一月份的时候有这个龙卷风灾的时候呢，都成为他们这个总部。
We provided housing for Southern Baptist Convention disaster relief workers.
我们为这些救灾的人员呢，预备了一些他们住的地方。
That's a lot of stuff, but we can do so much more.
有许多许多事情我们可以做，可是我们只能够做的就是一些。
I challenged our church this morning to do even more this year.
我再给你们一个挑战，就是在今年当中呢，能够做更多的事情来支持这个社区。
Ministering to the community means being part of a growing church.
像这个社区里面做传福音的工作呢，事实上就是成为教会的一部分。
But there's something else at work here.
但是有些事情要在这里做的。
Luke is very careful to acknowledge in the last part of verse 47.
路加呢，他非常的在这个答谢方面呢做得很好。
There the Bible says, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
在这边讲，他说主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Ultimately, it is the Lord's work to save people, and He is at work among us to do that.
但是我们要知道，毕竟是神的工作啊，让人能够得救。
It's not all up to us. He is always at work before we are.
并不是靠着我们的工作就能够让人得救，而是神自己的工作，而且他永远是在我们的以前就开始工作。
So how do we participate with Him?
那我们如何来跟神一起配搭呢？
I challenge you to think of two people you know who are unbelievers.
我再给你一个挑战，今年呢，想想有两个人你认识的人，他们仍然是不信主的人。
Pray for them every day for the rest of this year.
在今年当中，每一天都为他们祷告。
And watch and see what the Holy Spirit does.
然后你可以看看圣灵要如何带领这件事情的发生。
So the conclusion of all this is to say, don't go to church, live the church.
一个结论在这里就是说，不要只到教会去，而是说你的生活就是教会。
We need to be the church.
我们就是成为一个神的教会。
Inside the building and outside in the community.
在我们的教会里面，我们是神的教会，即使到了这个社区当中，我们还是神的教会。
Philip Yancey wrote a book a number of years ago called Church, Why Bother?
这个菲利扬他写了一本书叫做教会这件事情呢何苦来哉呢？
And Yancey said that after years of cynicism about the church, he realized the key was not in finding the right church.
经过多年来对教会的冷嘲热讽，最后的结论是对一个教会来说呢，最重要的事情不是去找一个对的教会。
The key is in understanding the church in the right way.
最重要的是呢，能够了解这个教会，在一个最正确的方式来了解一个教会。
He learned to look inward, look around, look upward, and look outward.
好，我们从朝里看，然后朝周围看，朝前面，朝外面看，朝上面看。
And this advice is a great summary of this passage of scripture.
事实上呢，就这个是对于今天我们讲的这个这段经文是最好的注解。
When we are devoted to the apostles' teaching, we look inward.
当我们专注在使徒的教训的时候呢，我们在往里我们的里面看。
We come to grips with what God is saying to us through His Word.
当我们来到神的面前呢，我们看神怎么说。
We recognize our need for grace every day.
我承认我需要神的恩典，在我每天生活当中都需要神的恩典。
And we recognize that every day God is willing to provide that grace.
而且呢，我知道神每天都会愿意的赐下他的恩典。
We express our devotion to fellowship by looking around.
当我们往周围看的时候呢，这就是我们跟其他的人的一个团契交通。
We see brothers and sisters in need, and we commit to meet that need.
我们看到我们弟兄姐妹们的需要，我们也愿意付上我们的代价。
We express our devotion to worship by looking upward.
我们专注在我们的侍奉上的时候，专注在我们与敬拜的时候呢，就是我们往上看的时候。
We do that by the breaking of bread and prayer in both formal and informal settings.
我们在擘饼在祷告的时候呢，就是与我们跟神在往上看的时候。
Church is not a spectator sport where we sit back and judge what people are doing on the stage or the platform.
事实上在教会里面不是让我们在这边很轻松地坐在这里，然后打了评论一下这台上几个人的到底打了多少分。
We all participate as we come into God's presence.
当我们来到神的面前的时候呢，我们都参与神的工作。
And then finally, looking outward, we see the Lord at work in people's hearts.
当我们往外看的时候呢，我们看见神在不同的人的心里工作的事情。
We see His Spirit drawing them to salvation.
我们看见圣灵把人的心带到救恩里面。
We are glad that we can participate in God's work.
我们非常的高兴我们能够参与神的工作。
He does not need us, but He chooses to use us.
他不需要我们来帮忙，但是呢，他却选择我们来一起来帮忙。
And so we can rejoice in that.
可以，我们可以在这里面一起欢喜。
And we can rejoice as He adds to our number those who are being saved.
我们可以当看见神把更多人带到我们当中来的时候，我们一起的欢喜快乐。
Would you pray with me, please?
我们一起来祷告。
Father, help us to be your church.
主，请你帮助我们，让我们能够成为你的教会。
As we meet together and as we go into the community.
当我们一起聚集的时候呢，或是当我们来到我们社区当中的时候。
Thank you for wanting to use us in your ministry.
谢谢你愿意使用我们人在你的传福音的工作上。
Help us to come to your word every day.
帮助我们能够来到你的话语面前，每天前进来到你的话语面前。
Help us to come together as believers and pray and worship together.
帮助我们能够每天能够跟不同的基督徒们聚集在一起，我们来到你的面前。
Help us to minister to the community around us.
帮助我们能够向我们的社区做传福音的工作。
And help us to pray daily for those who need your salvation.
帮助我们能够每天为这些他们需要救恩的人祷告。
Help us to live as your church.
帮助我们能够学习活在教会里面。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have the Lord's Supper.